Strobe Light Movies. These two movies provide an alternate view of sampling and aliasing. In each of the movies, a disc with one or more arrows is rotated at varying speeds while a digital video camera samples at a fixed rate of 30 frames per second. The resultant aliasing produces an effect where the arrow appears to move in different directions even though the disc is actually rotating counterclockwise all the time. When there are four arrows on the disc, we see a wagon wheel effect, where the spokes of the wheel appear to spin backwards, opposite to the direction of motion. This effect should be familiar to you from watching old Western movies on television. You can sometimes see the same illusion in car commercials if the wheel pattern contains spokes and the speed of the car is just right. One of the homework problems in the book explores the relationship between the car's velocity, the number of spokes, and the sampling rate needed to produce this illusion.